This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Saturn. It's Alice at 97.3.
Oh!
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Smooth.
I know. Super smooth.
You that know, song's such a throwback. I really like it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm sorry. I'm tripping because I didn't do something. I'm not sure what happened exactly, but it's fine. I'll figure it out. Yes, I love that song. And it does have a weird throwbacky vibe. Mm-hmm. I really like the whole kind of jazzy, you know, those little smooth chord changes there. I like that. We have a big deal going on right now. We've been doing a lot of these, get our app and listen to it for an hour a day and you get a daily entry. And so we're doing that again. There have been some incredible, you know, Taylor in Los Angeles, Taylor Swift in the UK.
Olivia Rodrigo was a bunch of stuff.
The money. Mm-hmm. We have $100,000 doing this thing. So the latest is Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. This is a big deal. I'm very close to our bosses, Hardy. He puts this whole thing together. It's happening in New York at the end of September. Justin Timberlake, New Kids on the Block, Tate McRae, Benson Boone, Khalid, and Isabel La Rosa. It's the 11th annual We Can Survive, a concert supporting mental health awareness. You get premium tickets to the show and a backstage meet and greet with Benson Boone. Your daughter's going to freak out. And the winning's easy. You just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice each day for a minimum of an hour, and you get a daily entry. It's an incredible experience. Round trip airfare, two nights hotel, and tickets to Odyssey's We Can Survive. Incredible. National contest. All right. So there's that. We have had COVID for the past basically 2 weeks. I tested positive 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who thought we were on vacation again, no, we were not on vacation again. But thanks, I guess, for, you know, caring, which is...
Yeah, you'd like to be missed, but boy, the hostility.
Oof. Yes, a lot of that.
Sheesh.
There was some of that. Wow. But it is nice to be missed. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for liking us. Please be more clear that you like us. I really like you guys. But why are you always on vacation? No, we're sick. So I've been going through and saving stories, and I'm sure you're doing the same thing.
For the record, if I could, just to defend us for one second here. Forever. No matter what we caught, and I realized it was mostly me because I'm the one with little kids, we worked sick.
Yeah.
I was on while sick forever.
Yep.
The only reason we couldn't work from home was because we didn't have the equipment or the staff.
We're not set up for that anymore.
We cannot do that anymore. So we had to be gone.
Yes.
Through no fault of our own.
It has been damn near 30 years.
Our asses would have been on coughing and sick. We would have been, for sure. Because we have been this For the last, what, five years?
Easily. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Well, for did either of us take a single sick day during the entire
the whole time
COVID?
I was on sick.
Yeah.
So anyway, we just had to. There was no way to work from home.
Right.
Not an option.
Not an option. So anyway, I've been saving up some stories.
Good.
Got a couple things here. Justin Bieber, the Biebs. He's a dad. It was bound to happen sooner or later. You know, you knock someone up, they have a baby eventually. He has successfully reproduced.
Good
this,
for him.
I can't, you know, it happens fast. Well, you got a baby, but you don't have a baby for long. I can't wait to see what this kid's got in store for us. It's a boy. Let's see. The kid's name is Jack Blues Bieber. All right.
I think most people get more responsible as you age through your 20s with work and the things
that you pile up.
And then, but I really do think the finishing touch should be or is when you have that kid and suddenly you're looking at your life in such a different way. I realize people with arrested development may not ever come along. So it'll be interesting to see if he becomes a little bit more of a grown up.
Sure. A little less selfish, a little less all about him. That's the one thing about kids is you realize you thought you were going to work this kid into your life. Your life's over. You're adorable. This is the kid is the only thing that matters now. And when it's going to be hard for rock stars to go, oh, I don't matter anymore. And even like your wife is more into the kid. Because they have to be.
Oh, you are now in the big Justin Bieber, get in the back of the car. Yeah. You're in the back seat, guy.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a cold splash of water I didn't see coming.
Yeah. Well, that's the kid is needy. And that's some people can handle that. And
well, they're needy, but
cannot handle it.
But they're needy and but mom, as she should, takes that responsibility very seriously.
Yes.
And there's no transition. It's immediate.
Oh no, there is. You're right. You know what your warm up period is when you're just like, oh, I'm huge. Get this thing out. Yeah. But if it's out, then it's going to, you know, you got to keep your eye on it.
Yeah.
You got to take all the stuff. You got to do it. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to them.
Good luck.
Haley gave birth to a baby boy. They announced it. I think this is a week ago, Friday. Jack Blues Bieber. That's cute. Jackie Blue.
I like it.
Justin and Haley first revealed that they were pregnant back in May. They've been married, for 6 years. Can you believe that? 2018. Feels like not that. It's because of the pandemic. There's a time warp.
Well, everything's weird. Yeah. But no, they've been together a long time because I only know of his relationship with Selena?
Yeah.
I didn't know of those two. Like, I didn't know them. Now I know her from Only Murders in the Building. So I feel like I know who she is.
Which the new season's out right now, everybody. I mean, they do it one episode at a time.
The first 5 days I was in isolation, maybe even longer. I didn't have, at the house I was staying, I didn't have the Netflix password or the Hulu. I didn't have any TV.
Or a phone?
I didn't even know I couldn't. But I was like, I'm not going to bother her. She's stuck with this. And I just kept going, it's fine. I'm going to play some guitar. I'll read. I've got things to keep me busy. And I finally, when I finally asked her, she's like, you haven't had anything to watch this whole time? It was fine until it's not fine anymore. Yeah. Like, I need something to look at. So I did catch up on some Only Murders in the Building.
So where are you at with that? Did you finish
season
three?
No, I haven't. I just finished season two.
Oh, okay.
That's what I just finished.
All right.
So I started three.
Oh. Mm.
Three the one with Meryl Streep?
Three is the one with Meryl Streep.
Yes, I just started that one.
Which, by the way, in real life, there are rumors swirling about Meryl Streep and Martin Short. And it seems silly at first, but then they really do have some chemistry in season three. And there's some pictures of them. They didn't need to be holding hands. Maybe they're just friends. They're holding hands.
I think there's a possibility that maybe they were both taken with other people, and but always admired each other. He is an, like, I realize.
He's a joy.
I realize who she is. You don't need to tell me. But he is a superstar of the highest order in my world.
Quietly,
in my world,
is the best at everything.
So I could see that she would have some, you know, flirtatious thoughts towards him over a period of 20 years or whatever, sure. However long they've known
each
other.
Well, it makes her laugh. Right. That's big. It's important.
And he can turn it. That's one of the things about him. He just, it's on. He's just a turn it on guy. Yep. Oh. All the stuff. And if you don't know him,
watch Only Murders in the Building. Yeah. Get to know Martin Short.
Great.
Anyway, I don't know how we got. Oh, because of Selena Gomez.
And Meryl Streep.
We used to date Justin Bieber, right. And now we're back. Oh.
Okay.
So congratulations. Justin Bieber had a kid. He's also rich, though, so it's easier for rich people. I know people, it's not easy. No, it is. You can hire someone to help you. You've got assistants. Like, you stop it with your whining. The rest of the people. Because I'll tell you something, if you could afford to get help, you do.
Well, I mean, it's all about who you are and what you can handle. Yep. And he's a guy who might just bitch about having to hire someone.
Yes, and he
might
be like,
what do you think, people hire themselves? I got to do interviews. This is going to take half the day.
Where's my assistant? Assistant. Oh, I didn't hire one of those either because I don't like doing interviews. The hot dog eating contest. Joey Chestnut smoked Kobayashi in that thing. It was a live thing on, I think it was yesterday. And competitive eaters, Joey Chestnut and Takuru Kobayashi went head-to-head yesterday. There it is. For the first time since 09. Wow. It's a long time. In a live Netflix special, Chestnut versus Kobayashi, unfinished beef. Mwah-ah-ah.
You know what I never want to watch?
That?
People eat in general. But then, you know, like when I'm
shoving down and the gulping of
even at the dinner table, I'm not busy watching other people. I eat my food. I'm busy doing my thing. I'm not interested in watching people eat normally. Shoving however many, no thanks.
And they take the bun and they dip it in the
water.
It's so freaking gross. Like, you just know that's just like going down your throat. And then you hammer a hot dog down just to cram it down.
Put your arms down and stop celebrating eating 80 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh,
gross.
My God. There was actually very little question over who was going to win. Joey has progressed way beyond Kobayashi over the years. Joey Chestnut is our own, too. I think he's a guy from San Jose.
I've heard that.
So when it comes to sucking down wieners, that guy, he's the king of that. Well, his personal best was 76.
Oh.
And he beat that. And you, I mean, I don't know if you knew 80 was the number, but it's 83, actually.
Oh, okay.
He made it to 83. But it's almost 20 more than Kobayashi did. They did, you know, 10 minutes, 83 hot dogs to Kobayashi's 66. So congratulations to Joey Chestnut. He beat his own personal record.
Well, there goes the sequel. Like, it's not even what Joey should have done was
barely lay up a little
and let it be close. So there's another episode, a rematch.
Right. Yes.
You can't call for a rematch if you fall short by 20 dogs.
I guess he just didn't want to risk not getting that $100,000 prize. There's only so many hot dog contests and hardly any of them have a $100,000 prize and are live on Netflix. Like, let's face it, he needed to win this one convincingly.
You know what I watched over the vacation after I got back to my house? Christina had hit play on the Tom Brady roast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay. Did you like it?
I thought there were good parts and very uncomfortable. It's just like any roast. Like, sometimes it's really funny, and other times you're like, oh, boy, that person really.
I'm into comedy. I'm into the art of comedy. I'm into comedians.
So who did you like on it?
I loved what's her name?
Kardashian?
No.
Nikki Glaser.
Her.
I love her.
She's
so good.
Absolutely crushed and did it in a way that didn't seem desperate or half-assed. There were plenty of others where I just went, I don't want to watch this.
I know. Or somebody wrote this for you and you have no idea how to deliver a joke.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I really walked away from it after that. But Nikki Glaser, absolutely.
You should watch some of her stand-ups.
I've been with this man for that joke. I would
tell me the whole joke. What's the joke?
We joke around about me being a slut or whatever. But I've been in a relationship for 10 years with a lovely man, and I would walk down there and shoot him in the face for a lottery ticket to give that man a And it was just
right.
Mwah.
You should watch some of her stand up. She's got some specials.
She crushed it.
Yeah, she's great. Nikki Glaser, everybody. She was the one who was saying, I think she did like the Bruce Willis roast, and Cybill Shepherd made some kind of roasty joke about her, and she was like, she went and got her face done, and got she was so bummed out that Cybill Shepherd had said, you know,
how ugly she is.
Yeah, she goes, I guess she was in the bathroom, and Cybill Shepherd comes in, and Cybill says, you know, she's doing her roast of Bruce Willis, like, yeah, I saw Nikki Glaser. I walked into the bathroom, and I from behind, I was like, oh, look, it must be a supermodel who's here, and she turned around, and I went, oh, it's a comedian.
Oh.
And Nikki Glaser laughs, and then she goes and gets a bunch of stuff done to her face. And she was talking about that, how you have to go to very dark places to roast people. Like, you have to really say, these are the horrible things about these people. These are the things that will hurt them. And you have to find a way to make that a joke that everyone else will like, but it will actually kind of stab the person who's getting roasted.
I said it then. I don't know why he chose to do. I don't know if he understood what a roast is. I don't know. I know that someone wrote in when I said that, someone wrote in and said he got 20 million. Yeah, but he doesn't need 20 million. Yeah. He has a TV contract waiting for him to show up in the booth worth 330 million.
Just go do that.
Why would you put yourself through a night like that?
Right.
What's the point? So I don't know if he understood what that was going to be.
I think that maybe he thought, well, everything in my life is perfect and charmed, so I'm sure nothing will go wrong here, and it'll be just like everything else in my life. Amazing. And then his ex-wife is pissed, and his kids hate him, and he's all like, hey, you guys, you made fun of everybody I love, too. I thought it was just about me. I'm gonna go get my money.
The joke
now.
He made about leaving the woman he knocked up for Giselle.
Mm-mm.
Yikes.
That's your kid's mom, dude. What are you doing?
Well,
anyway, blah, blah, blah. Hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to rich people. And one in particular, his name's Jeff Bezos. He just got a new $80 million jet. That's it. That's the whole story. Congrats.
All right.
It's fantastic. And Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive payday. This is, it's on, by the way, November 15th, Netflix. They say this is going to be the most watched fight of the year. Honestly, it's the only fight I've even heard of this year, truthfully. According to Jake Paul, fighting 58-year-old Tyson will give him an experience for when he eventually fights for a world boxing championship. Okay. This is what he's going to do. He says, in this sport, staying active is key, and I'm on the path of world championship. I'll do the money fights. I'll knock out some legends. But at the end of the day, I want the belt. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm Jake Paul, bitch. I'm going to learn a lot through this fight and this training camp. So this is helping through my future fights.
There's a lot of
TikToks, a lot of stuff. You can watch him yelling this stuff.
I give a lot of credit to the people who've carved their own path through the internet and through YouTube and through, like, there's another guy, he's in the sports world. Ah, his name escapes me right now, but he's taken over ESPN. He was a dude who was doing a podcast, then got paid all the freaking money to come to ESPN. He does his show, but then he's also taken over the college.
I know this guy, Colin Corral.
No, not you're. No, you're thinking, of someone else. That guy's on Fox. He's already. He does great too.
Yeah.
But this guy used to be a kicker. What is that guy's name?
That's fun.
I'll look it up. But either way, he's just like he's made his own way.
They become these like weird media moguls in the weird new media world.
And ESPN paid him all the money. He's come over, his show's now on there. And then I watched this college football kickoff on Saturday morning, and he's center seat.
Oh,
they've
boy.
Given him they, so much he... money, and he's got so many followers that they're like, that's our dude.
They cleaned house a while ago,
they
too.
Did.
Like, they got rid of a lot of big, bloated salaries and said, we don't need these guys anymore. This, here's what we need. Yeah, what did he get
Hopefully
paid?
Someone's what's his name? Writing what's his it
name? In. Anyway, Jake Paul, what's he making for his fight against Tyson? He says, by the way, I'm here to make this amount of millions.
Pat McAfee.
Oh, Pat McAfee.
That's the guy.
Funny.
How much is he going to make? $20
million. $40 million.
Good.
He says, I'm here to make $40 million bucks and knock out a legend. They don't say how much Tyson is making in this particular story. They say it's likely over $30 million. I mean, it would have to be. He would have to be making some money. I don't know what he's worth now or if he's one of those guys that blew through all his money, but either way, they're both making some money.
Oh, who, Tyson, you mean?
Yes.
Has blown through? Yeah, he's blown through a lot of that dough.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard that.
He had, at one point, he was worth like $400 million, and he's now probably worth $5 or $10
million. Well, hold
which
on.
Is nothing. I mean, I would like to be worth $10
million. All right.
I mean, that's a great thing, but if you had $400 million,
it's a major life reorder.
Yeah.
When you go from $400 million
to get rid of the tiger. I mean,
yes.
Who can afford that anymore?
Let's see. What was Mike Tyson's net worth in the 90s? You know what they're saying? $32 million.
Mm.
You know, I wonder if because you just owe everybody everything and you're also busy doing the thing you do and you assume that your business people are.
Maybe.
And then you go, how much do I have? And they go, oh, $32 million. And you're like, wait, but I thought I made
maybe
like
type in how much has Tyson earned as a boxer?
That's good because currently his net worth is $10 million.
Oh.
So you nailed that. Yeah. How much has Mike Tyson earned over his career? He has earned $430 million.
There you go.
And endorsement deals. They say that is the equivalent of around $700 million in today's money. Because, you know, back in the day.
Mm. Yeah, McAfee is also an announcer for WWE. You know who?
Yeah, his name is everywhere.
He's reminding me in another guy who did the same thing. Rogan launches his own thing.
My God, I know.
Privately, putting it out regularly. And then someone goes, we need that.
Yep.
There's a lot of followers. We're taking that.
And we're going to pay that. I give them
credit.
The
they took the risk.
And his whole thing too, though, he was just the guy from Fear Factor. He was a stand-up comic. He's been on the show. Like
a million times.
Yeah. So there's this guy is a comic. And then it was the mixed martial arts stuff that he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then he found out throughout his career, like, you know what I can do well and get paid for? Talking. I'm going to just do that. He was one of the original big podcasts. And what did he get? A $200 million deal from Spotify. One that they didn't cancel, too. Like that royal, the chick from Suits that married the redhead.
Oh.
Megan something.
The redhead? He's the prince of...
Whatever. Those are the royal people.
All right.
Shoot, why can't I think of her last name?
Is it... Why am I thinking Meghan Markle?
That's it. That's her name.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, they paid her... And him, I think they had like a production company, something like $100 million. And then she just didn't do the work. She had someone else going out doing those things and writing her questions. And she's just like going in and mouthing them.
People will pay you for your name. You go,
you'll pay me for that? Great. I would love $150 million. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Lots of stuff, including one of the latest exercise trends and how to the new way to eat ranch and more after these.
Oh, shoot.
And Doug.
Oh, Doug, too.
Your boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Doug.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by our full show podcast. We have busy bees working very hard to get our full show podcast out for you every day, including Vinny, who comes up with, hey, there's what we talked about. Download the Odyssey app, and there we are. You can also check out our latest show highlights.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation knows how important it is for people to access basic needs like food and shelter. That's why the foundation is focused on working with Bay Area nonprofits and organizations of all sizes to make the biggest impact possible. Visit FremontBank.com. What'd I do?
Nothing. They're great.
Oh, you're giggling over there. I'm like, what'd I do?
I'm just in a good mood.
All right.
Just glad to be healthy and back. We're done with COVID. I mean, knock wood.
What do you mean?
I'm just, you know, I don't want to say it out loud and curse us. I don't need another bout of that.
No. No, we do not.
No. I feel like, man, when we miss work, it's weird. It's just like, ah.
For that long, too.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, it's crazy.
All right. So here's what's happening, everyone. We are starting a heat wave today.
Oh, boy.
And it will go through the week. So get ready. We're talking triple digits in the hot spots. And doesn't matter where you are, you'll be 10 degrees hotter than normal. So.
Yay.
Well, I mean, it's still summer in California. We have
deal
heat
with
waves.
It.
Yeah,
we just, do.
It's part of it. It's part of all those great days. Sometimes you just have to sleep on top of your bed with no blanket.
Sometimes. And a fan and a spray bottle of water.
Yeah.
Or you get your AC fixed. I don't know. One of those, Finn.
Well, there's a lot going on at the house right now. That's on the list of things to do, but it's not happening. It won't happen in a timely manner.
Well, you're busy getting a hot tub. I mean, that'll be perfect for this winter. I can't wait for you to start using that all the time.
Oh, you really think that's what's going to happen, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Social media's new favorite workout trend is called rucking.
Oh, is it? Rucking? That's a dangerous word.
That is walking or running while wearing a heavy backpack.
Oh, like a rucksack. Which sounds dirty,
or
but isn't.
Like a 9-year-old. If you've seen what kids carry on their back.
They're getting shorter all the time.
I have this little JanSport backpack I bought myself. It's because it's simple. It's just one zipper over the top. It's got a very basic opening and then the little front pocket. I bought it on purpose because it's just basic.
Yeah.
Simple.
Not 50 zillion things where you're like, I didn't even know that pocket was there. No wonder I can't find my keys.
My daughter picked it up over the weekend,
yes.
You know, and goes, oh, you've got a baby version of my backpack. And I go, what? And she goes,
version.
This is the small. Yeah, I have mine is twice as big as yours. And sure enough, I went and looked and went, oh, my God.
That is too big for you,
and the
child.
Poor kid's got to, you know. So
well,
rucking.
Think about that, you know, like when you are, I mean, what is that kid? Your daughter, maybe, what does she weigh, 70 pounds?
She's probably a little, like 80 something,
okay.
But yes, she's
still, I mean, you put in a bunch of books and suddenly she's carrying 25 pounds on her back. Like she's carrying a child.
All
on her
these
back.
Kids are though. It's not exclusively to, I. It's not exclusive
they need
to
those
Isla.
Roll around things. Those
well,
are so cute. That's
that may be
have.
Where that's headed because truly they are rucking. And again, that's the new hot workout trend, filling a backpack with stuff.
Rocks.
And they say it's based on how military train.
They train with a giant
they walk
heavy
and run while carrying all their equipment.
Yep. They got to carry it all. And they got to be mobile.
I guess it's the way to be outdoors and get good exercise and not be in a gym or pay for a gym membership.
Yeah.
I guess. Just grab a backpack from your closet and fill it with something heavy. And then just get out there and start walking around.
Try your own VCR. That's you know, that's pretty heavy.
Add extra weights to get your heart rate up faster, and then you can walk at a leisurely pace, I guess. I do hike a lot now.
Hiking's great. Just getting you're outside and it's awesome. And
I have trails near my house, and I just go there.
Just need the elevation.
I did it yesterday.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great loop. It's almost 3 miles up, down, up, down, up, down.
That's what we're talking about. So now just fill a backpack with a bunch of stuff.
I don't want to. It's just, I already get sweaty enough. I don't need any extra sweating. I've been trying to do weights and stuff now, too, because they've, your doctor's all over. You get to a certain age, they're like, you have to do weights. Mm-hmm. You've got to do it. Like, weights suck.
No, weights are great.
This makes this not enjoyable at all.
Weights are great.
No, they're dumb. And I look dumb.
Yeah, but you'll look not dumb when you're still alive and functioning.
I'm doing it.
I don't want to have people wipe for me. You know that whole thing you've got? Well,
I'm not going to be around for that.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be around for that. As soon as that starts happening, I am going to find a cliff somewhere.
Someone
come over here and look at this view with me.
We're moving on, everyone. Now we've gone to the place where people jump off cliffs.
Okay. Well, look. You got to be a pragmatist about this stuff.
From working out to Hidden Valley Ranch.
Okay.
A Hidden Valley Ranch exec, by the way, who lives in the Bay Area.
Oh, hey.
This guy, a San Francisco-based, where's his name? I've lost it.
Like the guy is here or the company's here?
Nick Higgins, an exec at Hidden Valley Ranch's parent company, Clorox, has an unconventional way to eat the creamy and tangy ranch dip beyond celery and wings. He just
brushes his teeth with it, squirts it down his head hole.
But I'm thinking, here's a young guy who's an executive who just went viral and just made the company just have a wet dream on them. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, our execs.
Oh no, someone squirted ranch dressing on him.
He's doing it. Look at him. He's come out. And by the way.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Danny Swan, he's one of the guys I first lived with in that house in Del Mar. We shared a room.
Who had all your, was wearing all your underwear and you slept in the tub to get away from him?
Those are two different dudes, but yes, he stole my underwear.
All right.
Yes, I saw him bend over one time and was like, that's my underwear, dude.
It says Vinny. My mom wrote on it.
Oh, dude, don't worry about it. I'm like, I'm telling you I'm worried about it. It's my underwear. I don't want you in my underwear.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's okay.
It's fully not. Anyway, back to the story. Me and Swanee used to party a lot.
Yeah.
And in the morning when we'd wake up, we'd make eggs. And we were disgusting. We would take every seasoning that you could find and pour them in the eggs.
Mm.
Garlic salt, Lowry's.
Sure.
Squirt a little of this,
rosemary. We'll put some cumin in there.
Mix that up. Eggs.
How about some cinnamon and some nutmeg? Let's really pumpkin spice this up.
Probably did it all. This guy is saying Hidden Valley Ranch in your eggs is the new secret ingredient. Now
as
I don't know.
You add it to as you're scrambling, so you're mixing it through, and oh boy. Well.
So I don't
know. I've heard worse things.
It's what we used to do all the time. Definitely think that what we used to do all the time was disgusting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it today, and I can afford all the seasonings.
Sure, all of them,
but no.
Right.
This guy, though, is making the news as he says, jazz up your eggs with Hidden Valley Ranch.
And people are trying it, and they're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
It is a better delivery system. Like, okay, now you've added it. It becomes an ingredient. It's cooked in. You like that flavor and stuff. It is better than just taking the squeeze bottle and onto somebody, to try to get it in their mouth.
You know what's really good, though? Eggs. Like,
I know. So, they don't really need anything.
Yeah.
Although eggs, you do get used to, like, if some people are ketchup, some people, you like Tabasco on your eggs.
I
like them with green peppers.
I had a lot of, you do?
I do.
With all of your, what do you call that?
Acid reflux?
Yeah.
I eat eggs in the morning with peppers. I would never do that before bed.
Oh.
I do love
sauteed greens. Do you take something for acid reflux?
No, I don't need to. Well, oh. I'll take a Tums if it's getting me
okay
at night. But generally speaking, I know how to manage that.
Oh, all right.
Plus, I can tip up the top of my bed a little bit, you know. Make right. sure I don't have any of that.
Well, anyway, Hidden Valley Ranch in your eggs.
It's okay, are you going to try that?
No, I'm not. And I was going to say, I had a bunch of eggs because we never have time to make breakfast with this job.
Right, no.
But
no.
While I was out with COVID, I made eggs almost every day.
Oh.
And almost never put anything but salt and pepper on them.
What kind of eggs did you make?
They're scrambled eggs.
Not fried? You don't like a fried egg?
I do like a fried egg.
You break an egg, though.
I make... Them. No. I take one whole egg and yeah. two egg whites.
Oh, and scramble them up.
And I beat that, and then I make scrambled eggs with that mixture.
If you and I were ever married and we were making breakfast for each other, I would make you one. I'd have three eggs for you. Obviously, just use one of the yolks. And then mm-hmm. I take the two yolks that I got out of yours and I put them into mine. Yes. Give me all. The only good part of the egg is the yolk. Hello.
You're crazy.
I am.
That's the part that's
crazy.
Too eggy.
No. That are What are you, nuts? It's the whites. Yuck-a-doo. You can keep your whites. Oh. I'll just take the center, like I'll hard boil an egg and just eat the yolk. I mean, I will eat it with the whites, but I would just eat the yolk if I could get away with it. I just like the yolk.
That's the part that's too, okay.
No, and then when that's why I fry eggs, because then I don't care if there's googly whites, because I just break the yolk and drizzle it all over my buttered toast. And then I throw that frisbee of yucky white egg away and I eat the toast with the yolk all over it.
I don't feel like I've heard you refer to the egg white as the yucky part of the egg, but you are the only person on earth that's ever come to this conclusion.
800-400-3697. Am I the only person on earth? How come that didn't play? Oh, that's
weird. How come what didn't play?
Okay, I see what happened. It's fine. All good.
Operator error, or no. Do we need to call for help?
I probably need to call for help.
Okay. Help!
No, it's all
help!
Right.
Help!
It's okay. I don't need it.
Well,
it's a sign drawing. I really don't know why anyone touches any of this stuff, but it's touched, and so it's not working.
A good wedding photographer knows how to stay out of the way, but still catch the most intimate moments.
Okay.
A 30-year-old wedding photographer in Minnesota is facing charges for filming the bride naked while she was getting ready in her bridal suite.
Oh, my God.
He set up a hidden... Did someone come?
No, it's okay. Thank you, Robin. I see that you're trying to come in, but everything is all right. I figured it out.
Someone came, though.
Oh, my God.
Robin, you really are working your way into our hearts. You are the very best.
Just the best. You are the best. You can even hear us because there isn't good soundproofing right there. So listen, Robin held this thing together. Robin, Jane, Justin, Tim, Michael, thank you. Thank you so much. Look, two people showed up. We had a little mini problem and two people showed up, Vinny.
That's nice to see.
Here, this is what I was trying to, hold on. This is what I was trying to play for you.
Oh.
The text thing. Text us.
A 30-year-old wedding photographer in Minnesota is facing charges for filming the bride naked while she was getting ready in her bridal suite.
What's wrong with that? Well, don't you want to know how good she looked on her wedding day? I mean, she's been putting a lot of workouts in, just trying to fit into her wedding gown. So I decided to capture that for her for a little bit of extra money.
He set up a hidden camera that recorded her in her underwear with her top exposed. Police were able to identify the 27-year-old bride who watched the footage and confirmed, yeah, that's me.
Oh,
the wedding
God.
Was back in 2020 at the venue 90 miles south of Minneapolis. Police only found out about it now because the photographer's wife turned him in.
Oh, I bet she's not the only one he did this to.
She gave them a thumb drive that had the video plus more sexually explicit materials on it. They didn't elaborate on what the other material is, but it sounds like it wasn't an isolated incident, and you know it's not.
Of course it
is. You know it's not.
A guy pulls that off once and they're like, okay, well, this is my new job. This is what I do now.
I don't know if he had a moment where he thought he could confide in her or she just found some stuff and went, what the?
The wife found the stuff. There's no way. She was looking for a thumb drive. She popped that in. She was like, hot shots of brides? What's that? Click, click.
The guy's name is Mitchell Ringness, which is...
Mitchell Ringness.
His website is still up at the moment. It promises to provide timeless yet captivating photos and videos that will do justice to your uniquely perfect love story.
Okay.
He'll be in court next week.
All right.
Facing one misdemeanor charge of interfering with privacy.
Oh, the
maximum sentence is a $3,000 fine and 1 year in jail. But so there it is. You're on your wedding day. You've had a million things in preparation, and now you've got to check the room for hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Great. Technology. It's the best. Who doesn't love it?
Everyone loves it. It's it's upsetting. They do say you should just always assume you're on, if you're not in your own home, even in your own home, just assume you're being videotaped. Just pretend you're on Big Brother. You're always being videotaped.
Pharmacy in the UK is in the news after posting a bunch of tips for using condoms.
Oh.
Which is a nice
helpful
thing.
Sure. Sometimes people are like, oh, it's my first time.
Well, here you are trying to protect yourself from an unwanted pregnancy, right, and possible.
Stay away from needles.
You know, whatever kind of contaminants,
right,
may be in the area for either one of you. They say here, one tip in particular made me think of your boy, Doug.
Oh, 45s? Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, 45. You probably want to change condoms if you last longer than 30 minutes.
Oh, because you've put some friction on that puppy.
You need to change that out after 30 minutes to stay protected. That much friction can wear them down and make them more likely to break. So The half hour line is the line they're giving you. At a half hour, switch it out.
Well, that's really going to put some pressure on some people.
Get a new condom.
Get this done today. I can't afford to be using two condoms every time.
Oh, it's worth the price. I mean, you're having the time of your life.
I just finish up in half an hour.
Is there anything more fun than that?
Yes. And is there anything more annoying than someone who's going at you for 30 minutes and they got to switch out the condom?
I thought you want that.
No.
Yeah, you do.
You're adorable. That is so funny.
All we ever hear about is, you know, you need to last. Mm-hmm.
Who do you hear that from? Other dudes?
I don't know. I don't know. I've just heard girls say, you know, really long time. Long as possible.
What girl specifically
all
ever
the girls
said that?
Which say one? It
Which
all the time.
Girl? Though name one
the
of the girls.
The important thing is to just you.
I've
the important
never
thing
said
is
that.
To just practice safe sex in general. So when you're using a condom, remember 30 minutes
is too long.
Is when you change that thing out. Doug, I'm talking to you. And congratulations, Sherry. You picked a winner. Good job.
Well, that's one way to spin it. How do you like that, Sherry? Like that?
Our text
you don't like it? That's not surprising. Okay.
No, she loves it.
Right.
She married it. What are you talking about?
Right.
She
That is true.
Yeah. Married him.
She did.
For life.
There must be other things that she's into besides just the sex. That's weird.
Or not. Or she's like, I got a man that delivers, drops the hammer.
For so long.
When he's
he has
done.
To change out the condom.
I'm decimated.
That's for sure.
Oh. Our text number 800. Egg white sucks, says 925.
Yeah, I'll eat them. I'm just saying I don't need them.
Go yolk, Teresa and Folsom.
Thank you, Teresa. Yo.
Are you guys live today? I just got in my car and I'm not sure if you're all back yet.
Yes, we're back. We're back. We're live. We are alive. We survived COVID. We both had it and we're back and everything's okay. We're moving on with our lives.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing we could do.
No.
I kept testing daily.
Yep.
And was daily positive.
Yeah.
Then I'm with Sarah. I make eggs and then throw out the egg whites and enjoy the creamy yolk on my buttered toast.
Mm.
Rachel, San Rafael.
Where's Rachel?
Radio Alice. Where is Rachel?
She's right there. San Rafael, I think you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anything more than 10 minutes is too long. That's from Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany, you don't know. You're just trying to make your husband feel better.
No.
He's no Doug.
Please.
We understand.
I mean, for 10 minutes, I got to put up with this. That's a long time.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And deep down, you agree. Don't be ridiculous.
No, I, well,
nobody
believe
wants to do
me.
That for more than 10 minutes. 10 minutes is just like, oh my God, when is this going to end? Are you getting anywhere with this? Should I say something dirty? Like, what do I do to make this get over with quickly?
I really don't enjoy the egg white either. Mm. I prefer yolks all the time, 4 and 5. You guys are crazy. Mm. All right, fine. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. Taylor isn't just a football fan. Now she's coming up with plays. What can't she do?
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.